Welcome to Conversations with Spirit, where we dive deep into the mystical and enchanting realms of spirituality. I'm your host, spiritual medium Lori Albert, and together with special guests, we explore a world of spiritual insights and experiences, as well as offer captivating mediumship and oracle card readings. Tune in for enlightening conversations that will uplift your soul and expand your consciousness. I'm excited for you to join here today because I've got the funnest guest. Funnest is not a word. I get that.
Yes, it is.
This lady has becoming such a dear, cherished friend, and I am so honored to call her my friend. Her name is Theon Paulino Filippelli, and she is a born medium. She's an accomplished remote viewer, and we're going to get into all what all of this stuff is because I'm excited for you to know. An accomplished remote viewer, healing channel, intuitive development instructor, mentor, and she's the founder of evolveme.com, which is a spiritual community. And it's such a joy to have her here. She is focusing her time on organizing intuitive healing and development retreats, as well as working on cold cases involving murders and missing people. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's like really cool. And let's not forget that she is also one of the hosts of the internet show Paranormal Mediums. Okay. And you got to know what the spelling is. It's pair, P-A-I-R. Oh, no, I just love that. So, anyway, so how are you? Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm always doing great when I'm on with you. So,
aww. We were just having a mutual love fest. Minutes ago, it was so cute. Oh my gosh. There's so much that we want to talk about, and I'm going to get into what, because you know what? It's so funny. I've been a medium for like a long time, like a practicing medium for a long time. And it took me a minute to figure out what remote viewing was. And I know, isn't that ridiculous? So no. It took me a minute to figure out what remote viewing was. So can we just jump in on that? And can you tell us what the difference is between remote viewing and, I don't know, mediumship or whatever. Can tell me a little bit about what remote viewing is. You're the one that introduced me to the concept of, you know, by the way, just so you know.
I love it. Lori and I would do some practices and it's fun. So remote viewing started actually with the CIA. Originally started in Russia, but the CIA was using it for psychic spying. So basically what remote viewing is you're viewing a location, person, or object, either in real time, or you could even do it in, you know, different timelines and things like that. But you're viewing a, you know, object, person, or location remotely. And it's sort of like, it works like clairvoyance, but you're also sort of projecting yourself there. I always like to say remote viewing is more like interviewing your subconscious brain. Whereas, you know, mediumship.
That's kind of a cool way of putting that. Okay.
Right? Yeah. And so because we are eternal beings, so therefore we have all that information already stored. So it's about pulling that information out and getting evidence. So you can remote view basically anything.
I love that.
Right. And we've done some really interesting practices, and you'd be surprised at how intuitive everybody is just by that. That's actually my gateway to intuitive development to people. I'm like, oh, no, let's try this. And I've not met one person that didn't get, you know, accurate, I call them hits, accurate hits to a specific thing that I'm targeting. And it's amazing. And, you know, I love teaching people how to do it because it's super easy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's so interesting because I was like, ooh, I want to get into that. But it's really not all that different from mediumship, you know, in terms of some of that. And so whenever you were like teaching us how to do that, I was like, Oh, okay, I get it. And so then I like fell really easily into it. It's so much fun. Oh my gosh.
Really is. And I like to incorporate that even with my readings and things, because let's say we're trying to get specific evidence. So I will do that, to either help somebody or like I'm doing with these cold cases. I utilize actually remote viewing and mediumship. So yeah, so it's it's trying to get accurate evidence, right? A specific thing, and then switching over to mediumship where you're connecting with people that have passed. So it kind of works really well together, surprisingly.
Oh my gosh. So does that lead into, or did that, I guess I should say it this way, did that lead into you doing psychic detective work? Like, does that, like, did that, do they, seems like they go hand in hand.
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, as you can tell, I'm always laughing about things. So I'm usually a pretty cheery person. So I never really thought I would want to do something like this. But that side of me, I'm, as you know, and as you're very similar to, I am about justice. I want people to I mean, as we are as like mediums, and we come into this work because we want to help people, and this is really just an extension of that. So yeah, it was something that like I love remote viewing, and then through the IRVA, which I belong to, it's the International Remote Viewing Association. And I met Pam Coronado, who is actually a internationally famous psychic detective, and she's has a show, or had a show, called Sensing Murder. And I started taking her courses about, I would say, 9 months ago. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna try, see what it's like, because I'm a perpetual student. And I ended up just loving it, and I'm still it's funny, it's like I'm still in her courses, but we're really just like focusing on cases now. And recently I'm started, I know, I said to her, and this is a great manifesting story. I said to her, I'm like, I'm gonna probably go and start working with departments locally here, just to help them with their cold cases. And and I said, because it was right after the new year, and I said, that's what I'm going to do for the new year, is I'm going to manifest this. And 2 days later, our mutual friend had connected me with this woman that is a genealogical scientist who works on cold cases and needed a medium. So now I'm
And it's like think it and it happens. I love that. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. And I sometimes it's like, okay, you think it and you manifest it, and it's like you want that thing, and then you kind of get a little scared, like, okay, can I do this? But I actually really like it. So
That's so great. Oh my gosh. And you know what? There's a fulfillment that goes along with that, you know? I mean, it's like you feel like you're doing something good for society or something again, you know? And it feels like you're giving back a little bit, you know?
And giving a voice to especially working with cold cases. These are cases that are years and years old. Some One is 50 that I'm working on, 50 years old. So it's difficult, because people sort of forget. But that soul still needs to to have closure, and to so it, I think for me, that is so important, because I don't like to leave anybody behind.
Of course. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. That is so amazing. Oh, I love that. I love that you are just, you're inquisitive. You know, you're like ready to try anything that has to do with the paranormal or the, you know, yes. I mean, it's like, it's so amazing to me. I love that. I just, yeah, I think that is so cool.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, I have been like a natural medium all of my life. Even though I had a very long period where I basically denied it, but right. I've always, yeah. even then I was always comfortable with the spirit world. And so I even can say now that sometimes I feel even more comfortable there than I do here. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a natural progression, especially, you know, being a medium, I'm constantly in that energy all the time. So, yeah, I
love that. That is like, you know, I mean, to me, and this is just me, but to me, that is the mark of, well, obviously we know that you're really special, but it's like the mark of somebody who's doing this for the right reasons. Who's, you know, because the, you know, one might think that working mediums are that we're all like these great people or whatever, but there's a lot of people that don't do this for the right reasons. You know,
oh, I mean, yeah.
there's sadly a lot of people out there that do it, but you are the epitome of the person that does this for the right reasons. So I just think that. I love that. I think that's incredible. So
that's awesome.
You know, okay. So hello to Bax and Candace and Stephanie, and we are, we're going to be doing readings in a little bit. So get ready for that. Right.
Definitely.
But I wanted to ask Theon some like fun questions about, okay. So I'm sitting here telling you how amazing you are for like being so inquisitive and all this stuff, but honestly, some of the paranormal stuff scares me. Mm. And so I don't move forward in it. So in a sense, I'm like living my life vicariously through you because like, you're just like not scared to just go and do stuff and try things and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I love that. But what precipitated your interest in like the paranormal? Like, how did that come along?
I don't know. You know, it's funny is, I mean, it's always been in me. Even as a kid, I would go on my best friend's roof. Her and I, every weekend, we'd either go to either one of each other's houses. And we would sit, like, sneak out and go on top of a roof and wait for aliens to come get us. And like...
Oh, I love that. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were like 23 when we stopped. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I mean, it's always been something that has drawn me all of my life. And therefore, I've never really never had fear of it. And that is an easy thing to feel is, you know, I work with people that have that, you know, have that kind of fear. And for me, it's really about that protection. So I've always known how to protect myself and keep them strong. And yeah. so I never really there's some situations I will say there, you know, not every spirit is great, just like not every person is great, right?
Sure.
Right. And it's about like, I just try to avoid those people. So I'll be on it like a paranormal investigation, and there'll be spirits that are, less than kind or, definitely, somebody you don't want to connect with. So I don't focus on them, or I will not go in the room wherever they are because, it's just, you know, but let's say if I'm doing a reading and somebody has a dark energy around them, that's a different story because I feel more empowered to help them get through it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's dark. Dark energy, is scary, and some people have to deal with it all the time. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, it just kind of. You need to know, this might sound silly, but you kind of need to know what your strengths are in terms of that. Like for me, I just kind of can't do that. You know what I mean? Like I've had a couple of negative experiences with some negative spirits, and I just, you know, I'm too polite. You're going to laugh when I say this, but I'm too polite. Like I will walk up, like we went on this ghost hunting thing, right? And I didn't feel like anything was negative. This is years and years and years ago, right? Yeah. And actually it was in Jerome, Arizona. Mm. It was in this, it had been a mental hospital and now it's a hotel, believe it or not. And yes. It was one of those things, right? And so yeah. We went in there and I wasn't really feeling anything negative or whatever, but mm. I was like, I just felt like, oh, honey, are you okay? You know, I mean, ever the mom or something in me, right? I just felt like, oh, you know, and I saw the spirit or I felt the spirit around or whatever. And I was like, oh, are you okay? What can I do? Do you need, like, you know, and it's like, really? No, 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 you know, kind of
yes.
thing.
Yes.
That's kind of where I go. So.
I love that you said that because, you know, I often do investigations with my partner on my show and a dear friend, Julie. Mm. And yeah, she always laughs because I am that. I am that, like, so how are you doing? And I'm having like these conversations yeah. because it's just the same as speaking to somebody in body as, you know, especially they don't really get to communicate yeah. with this side. And so I'm very like, okay. And I want to know, well, first I always want to know, do you need help?
Yeah.
Because right. I don't want, you know, I've had investigations where the people that owned the place would say, you know, don't try to cross over the spirits. Like, so yeah. you're saying that we should keep these spirits caged, just like if yeah. they were people, just keep it, you know, and, yeah. and I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay. And of course we don't listen. And
well, because you know what, if you're in a place where they make money off of the spirits being, they don't want you to cross them over.
No. And they're probably listening to me right now and will yeah. never let me in. But, yeah, I, if they need help, they're going to get help. So,
Yeah, it's true, you know, and you know what? It's so interesting because, again, it's like, you know what you're supposed to do just because it's like an inner knowing, you know, it's that intuition or, you know, whatever you want to call it. So, let me tell everybody a couple of things about Theon. Okay. So she's got this show and on Wednesdays at 7 Eastern time, which is
8 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. 8 p.m. Eastern time and 5 p.m. Pacific. Pretty much right. Well, on the Evolve Me channels, whether it's YouTube or Facebook, I have like ghost stories to tell, but I don't have like, they're not scary ghost stories. Like I
know it's good.
For some reason, I always feel like I attract the funny ones.
You know what I mean? Or the nice ones that are helpful, yes. right? Yes.
Yes.
It's because of what you're putting out. That's what I tell yeah. everybody. Like if yeah. you're going to provoke a spirit, they're going to get angry and yeah. any spirit is going to sure. be aggressive.
As a human would. I mean, yes. you know, yeah. yeah. That's why sense. I don't like those ghost hunting shows. I won't name them, but you know, I just have a problem with that. Like, don't yell at them. Like I get mad and I'll yell back at the, and I stop watching them after a while, but like, I don't yell at the TV. I'll be like, stop yelling at them. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's like, and they, you know, they want to provoke something, yeah. but that, you know, you're going to get the same thing. Yeah. And, you could get just as much, information. And, you know, I often have, you know, like some of these investigations and we're singing together. We're singing songs. We're talking. We're, yeah. You know, they're telling me about their life and that's really what they wanted to do. And yeah. so, you know, you get a lot better reception. You mm-hmm. Get to know them because it's interesting. I love to go to places that are, you know, very old. So like St. Augustine, you know, the oldest city in the U.S. I go there often because I live 4 hours away. And I actually have a spirit friend that, I go and visit. And, Right. And, cause he first, actually brought me, like the second time I was there, he remembered me and he told me exactly where to go. And he's like, and you go here and you do this. Oh, and yeah, it was crazy and, so much fun. So I always have to go say hi to him.
Oh my God. But here's my question about that though. Do you ever worry that he's going to follow you home?
Oh no, because, because I cut things off, you know, it's like, okay, this is your place.
Right,
and
right.
We've actually established he likes to be there. The only reason I haven't tried it, I actually have twice tried to cross him over and, he wants to stay for the other spirits that are there.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's okay with it. And that I'm going to be respectful of.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah.
And that's like the whole basis of the whole thing, you know, I think that's why I feel so connected to you because we think the same way about this, you know? Yeah. I mean, if we're respectful to them, they're going to be respectful to us, you know?
Yes.
And yeah. I tell people that in my students, I tell people that all the time, like you have to look at these spirits, like they are your new friends. That's what
Absolutely.
You have to do. You have to look at them. They're like, they are new friends.
Right. And you know what? You and I should do a paranormal investigation and I bet you're going to get hooked.
Really? Well, you know what? I would like to. And that leads me to maybe teasing about our little upcoming retreat. We have an upcoming retreat, you guys.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited.
But we don't have everything figured out yet. So just
keep,
like, follow us both and then you'll find out about it. But go ahead. You tell me.
Yes. Yes. Well, we are going to do a just amazing retreat at the end of May in Sedona. We're just ironing out some of the details, but it's actually Lori and our other friend, Lori Sheffer, who is a shamanic medium. And we are going to be doing deep healing and just some amazing exercises and going out on the vortices within Sedona to I don't even want to say all the things because it's just amazing and I want people to be excited.
Well, I'm wondering, can we do a little bit of ghost hunting there? Wouldn't it be fascinating to like bring through some indigenous people?
Yes. I will say that the last time I was in Sedona, remember, my husband got sick, so I hiked all by myself the whole time, which was really kind of awesome. Sorry, honey. And but it was so much fun, and I really connected with the earth. And I was saying when I went to the birthing caves, I can feel the women that would go there, the indigenous women that would go there to have ceremonial births, and it struck me so strongly. I know I cannot wait for us to do right, and
so excited about that.
The whole earth, it has, there's like a plate of, quartz under Sedona, which is why it produces that kind of energy. They actually had, I don't even know what they're called, but they're the scientists that, try to, gauge frequency. But anyway, so they actually, mapped out, the strongest energy, and it's around Sedona because of this this quartz plate, and the indigenous people mapped it out hundreds of years ago exactly. So that was their holy land, so they wouldn't even live on there, they would just go there for peace and for healing and ceremonies. And so that's why and as we were talking about recently, when there's that consolidated a spot of, churches and things like that, places of prayer. It creates basically a vortex of energy. But this place has like even more powerful for some reason in certain areas, these vortices that are, you can feel them, your body is shaking. And very powerful. So doing deep healings and things on this, on this land is going to be, just incredible. So
I've got goosebumps all over my body.
Me too. I can't wait.
Oh my God. Even, you know what? Even if nobody signs up, I'm in.
Oh no, we're just going to go. We'll go to Jerome and we're going to do some.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool. That is just so cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And, a friend of, when I was there several years ago, I met this couple actually, and we became friends. You know how it was the beginning of Facebook, right? So we became Facebook friends. It was like so exciting. And what I found out from them was that, you know, a lot of people, it's tough to live in Sedona because the energy is so, it is exactly what you're saying. Like the energy is so palpable that you can't stay in that energy for too long. Like you can be in it for a while, but you need it. So they live just outside because you need a break from that energy. You can't be in that energy all the time. You know, all things will be crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny, you know, a friend of ours that we're going to be talking to, on this week, she's actually born and raised there. And she, you know, she has a really interesting way, of explaining it. She's, you know, she's watched people come in and out, and, she feels that Sedona actually kind of pushes some people out, because they're not ready for that energy. And, and it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And for me, I do plan on moving, on the outskirts of Sedona, because for that same reason, because I want to respect the Holy Land. Yeah. And, two, I don't want to, pay, top dollar for my house.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh my God. It's so expensive to live there.
You know what? It's so funny on the comments, Karen and Melanie are like, I want to go. I want it.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. We'll give you the information. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. Can you imagine our energy together and then Sedona's energy is going to be crazy.
And then you guys haven't even met Lori yet.
Oh, oh my God. I know. The three of us were like the three amigos. So,
it's going to be so amazing. So anyway, okay. So enough teasing, I guess, about her.
I know.
Oh my God. But yeah. Keep your ears open for that. So yeah. So do you want to do a reading? I have a couple people that have said that they would like a reading. So are you up for that?
Yeah.
Yay.
Love it.
Okay. So hold on, because Stephanie said, I would love any messages for me. So, okay. So Stephanie, you're going to have to narrow that down just a little bit for us. is there like, what type of message are you looking for? Stephanie. So Stephanie said it first. So, Stephanie, hopefully Stephanie's still here. Oh, there's my family.
Family.
Okay. Oh, you can see the comments. Yay.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I don't know how I can do it.
Aaron wants a reading. Okay. So I got a list going here. So, so we'll see how many we can get. So we'll see how it goes. So,
yeah.
If you want to dive in first, you can go.
Sure. You know, it's funny is, as soon as, you said Stephanie, I'm getting this feeling, this like nervous feeling in my heart space. And, you know, it more speaks to you, you know, to your energy, and sort of how, I don't know, things, it's funny because I'm seeing like this color green and I don't know why, but it feels very jittery around you. And I'm trying to, connect with that more because I feel like it is somebody on the other side that is connected mm-hmm. with you. And let me focus on that a little bit because it seems really interesting. There it seems like a really good message here. So, and go ahead, Lori, if you feel like, you want to connect.
You know what? I'm going to pull a card for Stephanie. I feel like that's going to help bring the energy through. Unfortunately, I've been having some tech issues, so I haven't been 100% present at the beginning. So we tried to be live on Instagram and that didn't work. I got to figure that out. So
I know we'll have to talk after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Stephanie, I pulled a card for you and look what it says. It says rainbow blessings. How amazing is that? So, Stephanie, I just can't help it. But first of all, I'm sitting here in your energy, I'm feeling there are like, you have a ton. Well, I mean, we all do to a certain degree, but I'm feeling there's a ton of people behind me that are here for you that, and I feel like that collectively for you, it's like, that's why I was supposed to pull this card. Because they're sending you blessings, you know, they're sending you love. And, I really feel like that the message from, again, the collective behind you or behind me for you, I feel like that the collective message is just know and believe that we're here for you. You know, just keep believing that, like, don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. That's like a big message that I'm getting. So go ahead, Than. Are you getting
something? Yeah. And it's interesting because as I'm seeing this grid, and it was funny because when you showed that rainbow, I was seeing this layered colors. So, but it just speaks to what you're saying about the spirits that are with her. And there's this sort of like a burnt orange color. And I don't know why it's coming in colors. I never usually see it like this, But it feels like the green energy being a male contemporary and the sort of burnt orange, this is more family, but this male, when I say contemporary, sorry, I mean more somebody around your age, possibly, you know, like a friend. Mm-hmm. That has passed, and there's a jittery energy around him. Sort of like, you know, I'm feeling more like he's passed sort of, earlier than he should have, you know, and the situation feels a little bit, like I feel pensive coming from him. And so, a cousin maybe. Okay. And so, the energy that I'm picking up right now is more of, he's there. He's, there's a separation there. So when he passed, there was a situation that made him feel separated from other people. Something that possibly that he had done, that he felt, was not a great thing and feels a bit pensive for it. And it's interesting. And on these, I'm sorry if I'm taking too much time, but the energy is more of a, that he needs sort of, and I'm saying this on his behalf. So I'm going to say that because, right now he's really not, wanting to really step over that and connect with people. Because again, like I said, there's that shame a little bit in his passing. But it is about, and I say this to you, it is about bringing his energy back, bringing it back, the positive things, talking about it, for him to sort of heal a little bit more. So, understanding that, you know, he made some mistakes in his life, and I'm saying this to him as well as you, made some mistakes in his life, but that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean that he has to back away forever. You can heal that with him. And, hopefully that makes sense. This is an ex. Okay.
An ex. Yeah.
Yeah. And to, honor him in that way so that he, can grow and heal a little bit. He was not honest and maybe there's some frustration there and he's made mistakes. I always look at it as unconditional love and the things we
just thinking that word. Oh my God.
So yeah, and it's like you know, the things that we may not agree with or have like been hurt by, you got to understand the person for what they are. You don't have to forgive in that sense. You don't have to condone what somebody does, but you have to view them from that unconditional love, and that you know, the things that you didn't necessarily like about him, if you want to help change that, then just speak out to him. Like, that's how I feel will help him sort of open up. Speak out to him, acknowledge that, you know, he's suffering in that way, and that, you know, it feels like you need to sort of release him in that sense, because there is still a bond or an attachment, and not an attachment, but like something that keeps him close. So, you know, like you said, if he's dishonest, then, you know, and it probably feels like a little bit like he wants to apologize or something, obviously, you know, that would be difficult to do. So maybe it would be it'd be good for you to sort of just allow him that release and to, you know, sort of honor him in that way, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I got to tell you what's really cool about, and we're kind of double linking here in that I feel like that he's with a lady who, and literally a nanosecond before you said the word unconditional love, this lady has unconditional love for this man. And it's just like, I mean, she's with him because he needs that love. Like, I don't know if it's his mother or not, but it just feels this unconditional love. And yeah, what were you picking her up to?
Yeah. And it felt like, an aunt to her, to, Stephanie. So if this is technically your cousin, then, oh, and she's saying...
No, I think it's an ex. She's not sure who it is, I think. But I have to ask if it could also be an ex that is still here but sick. I get the feeling that he's crossed. I don't know about you.
Yeah, he's crossed. And his passing feels, you know, not necessarily like it was a violent or something like that. But when he left... there was a lot left unsaid and undone. So there it feels like there is a lot of, and this is why this green energy feels very shaky to me.
Yeah.
Cancer.
The green, that makes so much sense. Interesting. Yeah. And so I feel like that I want to like close this part with you, Stephanie, by saying that, you know, yeah, I'm getting everything that Than is talking about, but I feel like that I'm supposed to kind of tell you that he's being looked after over there. I don't know why that's significant that you need to know that. He's being looked after, and this lady who, I don't know who she is, if it's mother, grandmother, or just somebody that really, really cares about him, he's not alone. And, you know, and I personally believe, and I'm pretty sure Than does too, that when we're on the other side, we have the opportunity to progress. And I feel like that he is making strides to start that process.
Yes.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. So
yeah,
you should be able to know that.
Interesting. I agree.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting reading. I love double link.
I know. I know. Well, we're so connected anyway, so we might as well just keep doing that.
Oh my God. You're so welcome, Stephanie. Thanks for being here. Okay, so do we want to do another one?
Yeah, love to.
Okay, so the next one is Katie. Katie, are you still here? Katie is from, I think she said, where is Katie from? UK. Oh, from Scotland. Ooh, I really, really want to go there. Katie, are you still here? Oh, Katie's still here. Yay. That's awesome. Hi, so what is it that we can do for you, Katie? Is there somebody in spirit you want to talk to, or is there an area of your life that you want some clarity on? You know, I'm actually feeling, we just got, That's Stephanie. So we're waiting for Katie here. Okay, so I feel like that I am supposed to pull one of the empowerment cards. These empowerment cards, and a couple of people that I from Insight Time are on here, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I have this. There's something about these empowerment cards that are just like freaking insane. I mean, they're just so spot on. I would love to see if you can connect with my granddad. Okay, so you know what? Let me see about what this card is, and then you can connect maybe with the granddad. Does that sound good?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Wait, you want me to go first or you go first?
No, I'll go first so that you can connect. Okay. Interestingly, Katie, this is really pretty fascinating. I pulled the energy card. Okay. First of all, I'm really getting a lot of energy. Like I am boiling right now. I think that you have got a lot of, what do I want to say here? You've got a lot of gifts. You've got a lot of spiritual gifts around you. Are you a medium yourself or are you discovering them? That's kind of what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like that there's a lot of energy because you're in the discovery phase. But at any rate, let me read what this card says for you, Katie. It says, life force is flowing. Open yourself to receive the power from within. Oh my God, that's like exactly what. Open yourself up. Like, don't be scared of.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of what's coming. You know what's coming for you. That sounds terrible the way I just said.
No,
that.
No, it's
scared of what is coming. What is going to be happening with you? Don't allow fear to take over. So, Katie, that's what I want to say to you about that. I actually kind of feel like that is actually a message from your granddad, because he's all about empowerment, you know? So it's like, I feel like that he's what kind of wanted me to pull an empowerment card for you. So, go ahead, Than, are you getting something?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. As soon as I saw granddad, I started to, a laugh came coming up, and I can't even stop it because he's a funny man, full of life, lots of energy, just like you're saying. He's the kind of guy that, everybody loved. He had that energy. This energy is coming out and, so strongly. And I feel so much pride in you from him, and he's the kind of person that just makes your heart beat faster, and just very much. It's funny, Katie, because my grandfather, who I had never met, he was actually the first spirit to come to me, and he would come to me a lot, and I would see him full body, and I didn't know he was passed. He then began to help me with my intuitive development. So when you said that, Lori, I got another laugh, and that was, a validation of, is he worried about? No, he's not. He's actually very proud of you, Katie. And that's the thing. It's like, he is literally, I can't stop my mouth from smiling because he's very, it's almost like, she doesn't realize it's okay. Like that's how I'm feeling. And that he's here to help you. So, on those days where you have like almost a laughing fit, that's really from him. And that's how I'm feeling right now. It's like, I feel so much excitement for you. Because he's actually showing me more emotionally right now, and it's excitement for you. There are things that are coming up in your life right now that, just because you're human, you'll kind of be like, is that a good idea? And, But he's laughing because it's like, it is a good idea. Move forward. Don't hesitate is really what he's saying. So it's, I love his energy and I would like to sit in it for a while.
And I actually, don't you feel like that he is Mr. Positivity?
Yes.
Like yes. He is like Mr. Positivity. Like yeah. You could say that she's worried somebody's going to murder her and he'd be like, it's okay.
Yeah. He's like, come on, just go hide behind the thing and you'll be fine. Yeah. And you know what? And she says, I miss him, but you know what? He is, and this is what my mother said after she passed. And I'll say this to you, Katie, because it was very difficult for me. She's like, she said to me, after death, you don't realize, in life, how connected we truly are. And, that rang true for me, you know, and it just makes sense. We don't necessarily see how connected we truly are, but when you pass, they're always there. Just like your grandfather's making us laugh right now, is here to, you know, still be a big part of your life. You just have to open yourself up to it and know that, you know, that he is there and there's signs that he's constantly giving you. So be open to those signs. And that's why I say like that belly laugh. You know, that belly laugh comes, you know, out of nowhere. That's from him.
That's so great. Oh my gosh. And you know what? I love his energy. Like his energy is so great. Oh my gosh. And again, we were just talking about that. I always seem to attract the fun ones or the funny ones, you know?
See, I know. Yeah. You really do.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Theon. Thank you so much, Katie. I appreciate you being here and sharing your amazing grandfather with us.
I know.
Granddad, he's great. Okay, so I have a question for you. Okay, you're going to laugh, right? But I didn't know before, like I'm 58, right? So I had this whole, like half of my life was not doing this work, not doing spiritual work, right? Yeah. But then the second half has been all about spirit stuff, right? So when I first started like getting into spiritual stuff, I didn't think I was a medium because I had never seen a full blown, you know, apparition. Okay. I still haven't seen a full blown apparition, right? I mean, I see shadows, I see this, I see that.
Come on an investigation with me.
I know, right? So there's that, right? Yeah. But have you seen, and like, first of all, it makes me giggle now that I know the reality of it, you know? And right. I'm like, because I didn't think I was a medium. I didn't think I was clairvoyant. I didn't think I could see anything, blah, blah, blah. Now, all of a sudden, like, I'll never forget the day. I'm like, maybe I am clairvoyant. It's like, Lori, I'm so silly. Oh my God, right?
Right.
But I want to hear like, have you seen apparitions like your whole life or like, tell me about your story as far as that goes.
You know, it's funny is, it's not a constant thing. You know, I like you, I pretty much denied it most of my life. My grandfather, was undeniable. I mean, I smelled his cologne and touched his hand and I'm not sure. I mean, but in, you know, now, it's not like I see them constantly and, you know, because I'm not really turned on to it, but I do have a portal in my house that's on my stairs and I'm constantly seeing transient energies. My son does too. And so now I'm doing this case and I'm intensely working on it. And the little boy comes in and I can see him. And it's usually just for a second in the corner of my eye. I'll even go, oh, because I thought somebody was there. Yeah. That's how it's right. Him, right? And, but it's not like they're not standing there, like having a full conversation and they're, you know, it's quick flashes. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's more, I'm seeing it through my third eye and then others, you know, like it's distinct, you know, but it's funny because you're right. It isn't really like, oh yeah, that's like the thing to do is want to see that what you're really doing is pulling that energy from that other dimension and viewing it. So you're just really seeing through dimensions at that point.
Yeah,
and only in intense meditations right after do I ever see that happen, because I've already kind of like done whatever. But yeah.
So you never have seen, like, you know how they talk about, and I really only know, honestly, like a handful of mediums. And I know a lot of mediums, right? I mean, once you're in the community, you like know everything, right? I only know of like a handful of mediums that have seen actual apparitions where you kind of think that it's a person standing there. And then you're like, oh, it's not.
Yeah.
So have you seen that? Now, let me just tell you, I used to do this group, and like and this is back in the day when everything was, you came over to my house, right? So I would have, like, I kicked my husband out for the night, and every Tuesday night he would go out and I would have the medium girls over, right? And I decided that I really wanted to see an apparition, right? So my dear, dear friend who lost her son is like really good at coming through. I mean, he's like fantastic about coming through. And I said, all right, you need to come and be, I want to see you. and I still couldn't see it, you know? So it's kind of like, oh, you know.
Well, yes, I have seen aberrations or shadow figures and things like that. Right. And, you have to go to St. Augustine with me, because we're going to be doing a séance, and you know, the old style séances. Yeah. And
we tried that.
Yeah, have you? Well, I will tell you.
You know what? Somebody let go. It was bad. It was not a good experience. It was not good.
Yeah.
Talk about negative energy. Anyway, so I didn't mean to do that. Go ahead.
Oh no, I agree. And for some reason, I don't necessarily see like beings. Like sometimes, so Julie used to talk about seeing these sparks, and sort of like these energies, of spirits. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. And I didn't know what the heck she was talking about until we went and did this retreat. We did a séance, and that night I was seeing them everywhere, and I was like, what the heck is this? And she was seeing the same ones too. So I think with some like complete letting go, because in that same séance her and I got into a trance state, and I don't remember. I only remember seeing her and all of these things happening. Mm-hmm. And I think ever since then, I'm seeing them more and more. So like, it's more of a, if you really bring your consciousness to wanting to do that, like, I think in a sense, you know, when you're saying, well, I don't necessarily want to see spirits that I don't want to see, then that might close you a little bit, but it doesn't mean that you're not connecting with them in, in your third eye.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Just because see them standing, sitting on your couch.
Like I see spirits, close my eyes in my third. I mean, I'm seeing, spirit has now taken me down this road of seeing videos. So whenever I give a reading, I'll like, they'll show me like videos of like, whether it might be like an actual event that happened, or it might just be an event, or it might just be like taking me down the street where they live so they can, so I can describe the house, you know? So I see stuff.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen a full body apparition.
Can I just tell you what I just heard? I'm sorry.
Sure I want to, but go ahead.
What I just heard is that because you keep inquiring about it, because it's like so curious, that's going to happen for you very soon.
Oh, God. Maybe in May.
Yes. No, I'm telling you, it's funny because you're subconsciously opening the door to it. Like, now you're opening up to wanting to actually see it. Before it was like curiosity, but now it's like, wait, why can't I do it? And they're going to say, yeah, of course you can do it. Here you go.
Yeah. So I remember right when I first started opening up And I was used to seeing the shadows. The shadows are like, and I can just, and because my main clair is clairsentience, I can feel everything, right? And yeah. So I can feel that the spirit's there. And I remember one night I got up in the middle of the night to go to like, I'll get a drink of water or something. I come out the bedroom door and my daughter's room is like straight across, right? So I like, you know, in my half dazed thing, I look up and I go, oh, excuse me. And I walk down the aisle, the hallway. And I was like, wait a minute, what?
But then you did see
there was nobody there. It was a spirit. And so I was like, excuse me.
Pardon me.
Okay. You know,
so then you did see a full body apparition,
but it wasn't a full, like I didn't make it, like, I want to see, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. That was a shadow. I want to see.
Oh no!
I want to see the person standing there. I want to see their face. I want to see what they're wearing. I want to see. That's what I want to see. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about whenever I say a full body apparition. So, you'll be the first to know.
I was going to say, then just come to my house and look at my stairs, and you'll see people walking up and down the stairs. God. Yeah. It's really strange.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, you're always invited. Are you kidding? Yeah.
So amazing. Oh my gosh. So tell me about what is your main work that you do? Meaning, like, do you mostly do mediumship stuff? Do you mostly do like what is your stuff? Like, what is your favorite thing that you do, and what is
you know. Ooh, my favorite. I do love mediumship. I do love helping give people closure. I love connecting with their family. I mean, same thing as like if I'm doing a paranormal investigation. Right. I love the story. I've always been very into history, and so I'm very curious person, and I want to know everything about everybody. I just love people. I love spirits. So I'm just like, tell me about your life. And you know, so when I'm doing mediumship, one, I'm helping somebody connect with their loved one, and and the other is I'm helping the spirit. You know, I'm really working for the spirit when I'm doing that. It's because they need to communicate, because they can hear you all day long. All you have to do is say what you want, but they can't. So that's, I guess, why you call me a medium. But so that I can help with that. But one thing I'm just really excited about, and I really want to start, like, you know, developing it more, is to start pulling people into a mediumship reading so that they can personally feel, connect, and speak with. You know, there are shamanic ways to do it, right? But I want to make it sort of accessible to some, you know, to people that are really open to it. So that would be really cool, because it's almost like, you know, when you see something you really like, I'm that person. Like, if I have a shirt that I really love, I want everybody to buy that shirt. And so So I'm like, no, you guys got to see this.
Oh my God, how much I love that. Yeah. Oh my God.
But that is, you know, so cute. But it's true, because it's like, you know, I sometimes it makes me sad to see that, like, oh, I can hear their voice, and I want you to hear their voice. And being somebody that my mother had passed, and I was so desperate to want to connect with her, I would have loved for that to happen. And finally, when it did, it opened everything up for me. So, you know, that's my next step. But I don't know. I love it all. I love anything that has to do with, you know, I thrive on watching other people thrive. I love to watch people, you know, make the connection or get closure is, the most important thing for me. I almost feel selfish about it, because it's almost like my own secret, like, you know, I love to see that, because it reminds me of when I had those same kind of connections. Yeah.
And isn't it exciting when you're teaching somebody, whether they're an aspiring medium or they're just giving you, you know, and they get it, like that light bulb goes, oh my gosh, that light bulb goes off, and they just like, they're just into it, and they're like, they get it, and they see and they feel, and it's like, oh, there's nothing better than that.
Don't you get it? Yeah, it's so exciting. Like, and that's why I love mentoring or teaching, and because I love to at least say that, you know, I helped them, I pushed them along on their path, and, you know, got them to where they needed to be. You know, no teacher should ever think that they are the end all be all, the guru. Yeah. They are there to, you know, I always, because I used to run marathons, and I always, they're the people, we're the people that, hand you the drink while you're running. Going so
true, so true. Oh my god, that's so great. Oh my gosh, so I cannot even believe that it's been an hour already. So oh my god, I know, right? So okay, a couple of things, you guys. So first of all, you can go to evolveme.com. That's EVOLVME. There's no E on the end of evolve, right? Evolveme.com, and you can book a session with her there. So yay. Awesome. Absolutely. Do it. I mean, Dawn, I actually had a session, which I need to repay you for. Like, I need to give you a reading because, oh my God, she gave me like the most extraordinary reading. I mean, it was like all of my senses. I can't even explain. I felt empowered. I felt excited that my spirits came. It was just a magical experience. So thank you for that, by the way. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having
you coming, Theon. I appreciate it so much.
Anytime. I will love you.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. So everybody have a beautiful evening, and remember to hug your loved ones in spirit virtually because they can feel it. So.
Yes.
So love to you all. Thank you so much for being here.